Good morning. This is Dan Arnold from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 20 through 28. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. The soul who sins shall die. The son shall not suffer for the iniquity of the father, nor the father suffer for the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. But if a wicked person turns away from all his sins that he has committed, and keeps all my statutes, and does what is just and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his transgressions that he has committed shall be remembered against him, for the righteousness that he has done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Lord God, and not rather that he should turn from his way and live? But when a righteous person turns away from his righteousness and does injustice and does the same abominations that the wicked person does, shall he live? None of the righteous deeds that he has done shall be remembered, for the treachery of which he is guilty and the sin he has committed, for them he shall die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. Hear now, O house of Israel, is my way not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? When a righteous person turns away from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. For the injustice that he has done, he shall die. Again, when a wicked person turns away from the wickedness he has committed and does what is just and right, he shall save his life, because he considered and turned away from all the transgressions that he had committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A parallel to the soul who sins shall die is, it is appointed for man to die once, and then the judgment. God is no respecter of persons in his judgment. That is not to say that he is inconsistent. That's the charge laid against him today. It is to say that he judges justly and truly, which means he does not keep an abacus and count merits and demerits. But he speaks truly about those who are righteous, those who are wicked. And thus, when it comes to his judgment, it is not going to be a matter of his memory. With the wicked man who repents, his former wicked deeds are not remembered against him. For the righteousness that he has done, he shall live, which refers to the new righteousness that he has now taken up. This, of course, is granted to him through repentance and by faith in the atoning pardon of God in Christ. His sins are no longer imputed to him. Only the fruits of this repentance remain, as it is with the sheep in Jesus' parable about judgment. Now, with the righteous man who falls, neither are his former righteous deeds remembered to his credit. See how vividly our God speaks about the sins that his Christians commit. He says, for the treachery of which they are guilty and the sin which they have committed, for them shall they die. Consider well the depth of that word, treachery. Sin is a betrayal of our God. Now, Ezekiel in this chapter earlier rebukes all sorts of sins that are all against fellow people: adultery, usury, greed, dishonesty. But God sees them all as treachery against himself. He has called us to himself in love, bestowing his own love upon us. Our sins are not only letting ourselves down or causing some kind of disruption in the family. Our sins reject and betray the very Lord who made us, who claims us as his own, who gives us his name. And whose life do we live if it is not his life? Whose life do we damage and maim then whenever we trade life away for death? So it is then that everyone will be judged as he appears before God at the moment of his judgment. It is not on the basis of a person's past, just as it is not on the basis of your upbringing or of the way those who follow you act. Perhaps in our time, we need to hear again that even though, yes, one generation is very likely to pass on its ways to the next, decline and success are not inevitable just because they were that way with our parents' generation. The Lord does not prejudge anyone on the basis of what has been, nor does he consign to prejudgment those who might go a different way. And that is true for those who would abandon the faith, just as much as for those who would somehow rediscover it. Why else then does the Scripture call us to repentance and do it in this way, saying, you should do it today, as long as the day is ever called today? Why else does Christ say with such seriousness and frequency, watch and be ready at all times, because you know neither the day nor the hour? Dear Christians, consider and turn away from all your transgressions. Repent and return unto the Lord your God. This is the way of the righteous, not of the wicked, because this is the way of those who would become righteous, of those who would remain righteous, and those who would be found righteous in the day of God's judgment. Be sober, be vigilant. If you think that you stand, take heed lest you should fall. Perhaps the clearest of all of these admonitions comes from the Apostle Peter, where he says that the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but the Lord is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. This is the truth. Wicked and treacherous people consider God to be slow and dumb. And they always have protests for him when he begins to speak truthfully to them. Like the rich man who audaciously says no to Abraham. Or like the goats who protest and demand that God should bring out his abacus and start counting, even though any honest and thorough counting would only seal their doom. But truly, St. Peter has it right. God is not dumb or slow. He is patient, thanks be to God. Similarly, then, here in the heart of Ezekiel, in the heart of such inescapable justice that God displays, we hear this stunning revelation of the same God's heart, that he is not cold and calculating, that he is not arbitrary or unpredictable, but that he is merciful. He is even good and ready to forgive. I do not desire the death of a sinner. I desire that he live. That's why I desire that he turn from his evil way, which could only end in him dying. And so Jesus says even to those goats, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. It was not prepared for us. There will be no glee in Christ's voice to say it on that day. He does not desire the death of sinners, but he desires that they would live. For the same reason, then, there is joy in heaven when one sinner repents. Even though there's nothing joyful about the sins of a sinner, but there is so much joy over the one who is otherwise dead that now is alive. This, then, dear friends, lies behind the whole idea and practice of repentance. Behind the whole season of Lent, behind all of your spiritual warfare against sin and the flesh, behind all preaching of the law of God whenever it comes to accuse you. The merciful heart of God lies behind it, believe it or not, because he desires that you live. You know that he desires that you live no matter the cost. You can be confident then that he is pleased when you consider your transgressions and turn away from them. His Spirit is at work in his law just as surely as in his gospel. All of them, both of them, working together to call you back to himself, to make you ready again. Those whom he kills, he also makes alive. This is more than just some possibility for other people. This is God's will for you, his desire, what he wants for you, that you would not die, but that you would live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.